In order to play with this record,
wait, is this me?
Tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Are we about to go live? Wait, is this happening? Okay, here we go.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
Okay, that's definitely me. Good morning, good morning. Welcome into one very fantastic Feel Good Friday. It really does feel good to be on this side of the work week more than anything else. The weather is doing what it does best, definitely keeping us in suspense. However, as we're waiting for the sun to come out, we'll just keep the music going. Welcome to the one show that brings you the very best in music as well as the latest and greatest in command information. You are now tuned into the Morning Buzz. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson, and this hour promises to be a very good one. Please help me welcome the Fleet and Family Support Center service team. We've got Ms. Robin Lundy, our Work and Family Life Coordinator, as well as Kelsey Galinsky, the Clinical Services Counseling FAP team, and Lieutenant Juvia Rodriguez, our Victims Legal Counsel. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here. We've got so much to cover when it comes to the world of Fleet and Family, so you do not want to miss out on that. So make sure you do not touch that dial. And of course, before we head on over to the music, I would love to give a very special shout out to one of our newest listeners, Joe. You know who you are. Thank you so much for tuning in, and make sure you enjoy the show. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the one and only radio station that can really start up a feel-good Friday like no other while serving you America's best. That was Taylor Swift with Ready For It. It's DJ EJ here with the Morning Buzz. Very excited because we've got the Fleet and Family Support Center team in the studio. Welcome again, Lieutenant Juvia Rodriguez, our Victims Legal Counsel, as well as Robin Lundy, the Work and Family Life Coordinator, and Kelsey Galinsky, Clinical Services Counseling and FAP team. So I want to talk a little bit, first of all, why we're here today, and then I'd like to just jump right into it. So can you tell us a little bit about why we're here today?
Good morning. The Fleet and Family Support Center team is here to promote the upcoming classes and talk about the plethora of opportunities and programs that Fleet and Family offers.
Very good. Okay, so I want to jump right into our first topic because I know there are some pretty exciting upcoming classes that are happening within Fleet and Family. So can you tell us about the upcoming Work and Family Life classes that are offered within the next few months?
Good morning, Sigonella listeners. This is Robin Lundy with a helpful roundup from the Work and Family Life team. Over the next couple of months and really stretching into the summer, we've got a fantastic lineup of classes and workshops. Everything from relocation help, jobs, skills for spouses, financial training, ombudsman prep, life skills, and mind-body mental fitness workshops and more. Most of the classes are open to active duty, reserve spouses, and sometimes civilians too. The majority of the classes need pre-registration, so reach out to your command career counselor or call Fleet and Family at DSN 624-4291. Let's run through the big ones. First, if you're getting ready to transition out of the Navy, the Transition Assistant Program, TAP, has sessions rolling pretty much every month. However, it is important to note that if interested, the service member must reach out to their career counselor to determine eligibility. If eligible, the Command Career Counselor will send the required paperwork to the Fleet and Family Life TAP Coordinator. All TAP classes sign-up requests should come from the Command Career Counselor. We offer TAP three-day core curriculum on a monthly basis, an additional track in conjunction with TAP core curriculum such as the Employment Track, Vocational Track, Boots to Business Track, and Boots to Business Track. The capstone is on a monthly basis, however, you can call and make a one-on-one appointment if you need. The VA Benefits of Advisor is here monthly for a one-on-one help with earned benefits. Now, if you're PCing in or out, we've got relocation classes that run regularly, revidenti mandatory if you're leaving, intercultural relations, half day in class and half day out exploring talent culture. However, you can call Andre anytime if you have any questions while you're here in Italy. Sponsor training, basic Italian language, and 2 days spouse orientation, where you get full welcome culture that includes information about jobs, base resources, tours, leadership spouses, and ombudsman. The Family Employment Readiness Program, which is called FERP, will offer federal job mastery classes each month, including a monthly teen combined federal job mastery class. Both of these classes cover navigating federal employment, effective resume writing, and interview skills. In addition, we offer one-on-one coaching to overcome barriers from our mobile lifestyle. Finally, Personal Finance Management has the Command Financial Specialist Training for E5 and above with over 6 years of service, June 9th through 11th. That's a quick rundown. Whether you're transitioning, moving here, job hunting, getting your finances squared away, stepping up as an ombudsman, or just wanting to handle stress and communication better, we've got something for you. These programs are here to make life a little easier, so don't sit on it. There are plenty of opportunities to prepare for your next chapter. Please take advantage of them. Reach out to Fleet and Family, your career counselor. We are here to help.
Thank you so much for the information. And so I know there is a particular program today that we're looking to highlight. So can you tell us what program is that? Would you like to highlight today?
Today I want to shine a spotlight on the Life Skills Mind Body Mental Fitness program that delivers powerful classes each month to build mental resilience across four key domains: mind, body, spirit, and social. These interactive sessions, available on one-on-one or in command specific groups, help strengthen everyday performance, manage stress, and enhance recovery through six practical modules. We start with module one, which is stress resilience, where you'll learn how stress impacts the four domains and develop strategies for individual and group resilience, energy management, and mind-body connection. Module 2, mindfulness and meditation, covers non-judgmental awareness, curiosity, acceptance, and practical exercise to improve decision making and reduce stress and optimize performance. Module 3, living core values, helps you to identify personal values, align behavior consistently, and apply Navy core values in conflict and goal setting. Module 4, flexibility, teaches emotional awareness, how thoughts, emotions, and behavior interact, and ways to adapt effectively while approaching differences in others. Module 5, problem solving, provides basic steps for effective solution, real-world examples, coping skills, and group dynamics to handle challenges at work or at home. Finally, Module 6, connection, focuses on building strong relationships through empathetic listening, successful communication styles, recognizing support networks, and improving interactions in teams and community. These modules equip you with the tools and thrive amid the demands of military life. Join us to invest in your mental fitness and resilience today.
Very good. Thank you so much for all the information. For our listeners out there, if this is something of interest to you, especially if you're going to be transitioning soon, if you're looking to take on the role of an ombudsman, or for our E5s, if you're also looking to take on some personal financial management, the Fleet and Family Support Center can definitely assist you with every bit of that. It's just a matter of reaching out to them. Make sure you continue to stay tuned, because we've got so much more information to cover, and especially once we come back, we're going to be talking with our SAPR team directly and find out what we can expect in the month of April. So don't go anywhere. Life. That was Pitbull and Bon Jovi with Now or Never. It's DJ EJ here at the Morning Buzz. We've got the Fleet and Family team in the studio this morning, and we've been talking a great deal about all of the programs and services to look forward to in the coming months. And so now we're actually going to be speaking with Lieutenant Rodriguez, our victim's legal counsel. Good morning to you, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much. It feels so good to be a Friday. I'm
Absolutely.
Loving every bit of it. Every bit of it. And so now what I wanted to do, I wanted to speak with you concerning the Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Program, but more specifically, I wanted to ask you if you could tell us, what is a victim's legal counsel?
Yeah, absolutely. So Victims Legal Counsel is a licensed military attorney specifically assigned to represent survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence within the military justice system. The Navy Victims Legal Counsel program is an independent command that's headquartered in D.C. What this means is that we don't belong to any chain of command in the area. Our job is to advocate for survivors throughout the entire process, with the goal of empowering them to understand really the system and make educated decisions about their case. In court-martial proceedings, we advocate for the survivor's privacy and ensure that they're not forgotten and ignored through the process. Survivors can come see us at any time, before, during, or after a report, to get legal advice about their specific situation. And really, most importantly, because we have confidentiality with anyone who consults with us, survivors can talk to us about their case without fear that we are going to report anything that they tell us to command or law enforcement. In the AOR, we have four attorneys who are ready to help active duty members, civilian employees stationed overseas, dependents of both military and civilian personnel, including children, and in some cases, local nationals who were assaulted by a military member.
Okay, thank you so much for that information, ma'am. And we know that now SAPR has highlighted awareness and prevention throughout the month of April, but are there any more scheduled events to look forward to?
Absolutely. So April 25th from 11 to 1300, we're joining the MWR Sport and Fitness for a color run on Maranai. We encourage all to wear white and get colorful at the run. There will be water stations, food, games, giveaways, and fun for all ages.
Very great. And we actually, earlier this week, we had MWR Fitness as well as MWR. So they've been talking a great deal about our upcoming color run. And to know that they're collaborating with Fleet and Family as well, I think is pretty terrific.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you so much for that information, man. We greatly appreciate it. For our listeners out there, if anything that you are hearing today applies to you and you want to take advantage of the services that are being offered through Fleet and Family, you can definitely do that. So make sure you continue to stay tuned, because when we do come back, we're actually going to be shifting gears just a little bit. And we're going to be discussing the Family Advocacy Program. So you definitely do not want to miss out on that. Here is Demi Lovato with I Love Me on 105.9. That was Sarah Reeves with Get Back Your Fight. It is DJ EJ here. We've got Fleet and Family in the building. We've been talking so much about the month of April, what that means to Fleet and Family, as well as some upcoming events that are happening as well. So now we're shifting gears just a little bit, speaking with Ms. Kelsey Galinsky. Good morning, Kelsey.
Hi, good morning.
And so we're talking about the Family Advocacy Program. So what I would like to ask you is, what does the month of April mean when it comes to the Family Advocacy Program?
Yeah, absolutely. So April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, or as we like to call it, CAPM. So this year, our theme is Powered by Hope, Strengthened by Prevention. So throughout the month of April, we'll be raising awareness, fostering community, and helping to implement strategies to prevent child maltreatment and abuse and provide support to families. We'll be emphasizing that child abuse is preventable and will promote safe, stable, and nurturing environments for children through education, awareness, community action, and supportive resources. So you'll see myself and my counterpart, Andrea, around base. We've been hitting up some locations such as the Galley. We were over in Maranai. We were outside the commissary. We were at the USO. We'll be at security, the mini mart, NATO, the hospital, and the command building throughout the month. So stop by, grab some prizes, and grab some resources as well. So today, one of the things the FAP program wanted to specifically highlight was the supervision policy for government housing. So when we think of child abuse, we may immediately think about physical or emotional abuse. However, neglect is also a form of child abuse. So neglect will start with a lack of supervision. So it's important to take an active role in monitoring children's activities. Child neglect is defined as inattention to a children's needs for safety, medical care, dental care, education, or well-being, regardless if it's intentional. Supervision is the monitoring of a child's whereabouts and ensuring that activities a child is doing matches their maturity level and their mental and physical capabilities. So children under six cannot be left unattended unless walking to and from school where there is an attentive adult present. They may be left unattended outside for 2 hours if their parent or designated adult supervisor is within hearing or visual distance. Children to 7 to 9 years old cannot be left alone and must be within hearing and visual distance from a trusted adult. Children 10 to 11 years old can play outside unattended, take the shuttle alone before 2000, be in a vehicle unattended with the keys removed, play outside, or be left unattended in quarters. And children 10 to 11 years old cannot be left overnight, and they may not babysit others. Ages 12 to 15 may do the following, but cannot be left alone overnight. And the minimum age requirement for babysitting is 12 years old, with the American Red Cross babysitting class being highly recommended. During this time, they must have access to a parent or designated supervisor in case of emergency. Children 16 to 17 can do all of the following and may be left overnight with basic needs met and a strong understanding of what to do in an emergency. They must have access to a parent or designated supervisor overnight.
All great information. Thank you so much for clarifying that as well. So that way parents understand, caregivers also understand what those age ranges are, and as long as they know what it is that their kid is capable of doing, what they are allowed to do, as well as caregivers. So in addition to that, I am very curious to know, what are some of the upcoming classes that FAP has?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a variety of classes coming up this month that we're excited to share with the Sigonella community. So on April 23rd, we're going to be having our co-parenting through separation and divorce, which is an amazing resource that we have. On May 8th, we are going to be having the Four Horsemen of the Relationship Apocalypse, which is highlighting how criticism, contempt, stonewalling, and defensiveness can come into even the healthiest of relationships. So we're going to learn how to combat that. On May 15th, we're going to have the Four C's, which is the Couples Communication Crash Course. So if you're finding yourself in stuck points in conversations or not sure how to attack certain issues, this would be a great class for you. On May 28th, we're having Project You, which is a crash course in self-care because you have to love yourself to love somebody else. Healthy Relationships 101 is going to be on June 18th. And on June 26th, we're highlighting a new class called Not Dependent. This is open to all active duty and activated reserve spouses and adult dependents. We're going to be talking about how to navigate military life, feelings that come up with moving overseas, basic pay and legal resources, as well as how to navigate life transitions. So that's going to be open to all adult dependents and spouses. And one last event we just want to highlight, thinking about the month ahead for May, we're going to be having a walk event in May in Maronite Housing we're very excited to introduce called Pause Against Abuse. This is a walk where members of the community are encouraged to come out with leashed, well-behaved animals for advocacy of pets that are part of domestic violence situations. The domestic violence hotline surveyed 2,500 callers, and 97% of them said they would not seek a safe location from abuse if they were not able to bring their pet. Additionally, 48% of respondents stated they feared their pet would be injured or killed by the abuser. 37% said the abuser had already threatened to injure or kill pets. Pets can be used as leverage in abusive situations to keep victims in the relationship longer. And we at Family Advocacy Program acknowledge the unique barriers that come from living overseas, dealing with domestic or intimate partner violence, and having pets. So we work alongside our clients to ensure that pets are included in the safety planning process.
And I want to thank you for that as well. That was something that I thought about after our last meeting here in studio. And when we were talking about that, I said, these are the types of things that you don't really consider unless you're in that situation. So I want to thank Fleet and Family for really stepping up and addressing these matters, because this is especially important to know how it is that you can support these victims and what they need in terms of getting back to who they are and getting out of those unhealthy relationships. So for all of our listeners, make sure you continue to keep it here, because when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to do a bit of a quick wrap up. So if you've missed some of the information that's provided, not only will you want to tune in, but in addition to that, we're also going to put out some contact information. So definitely do not want to pass up on the information. All fantastic things that are happening, from co-parenting through separation and divorce to also learning about couples communication. So Fleet and Family is phenomenal when it comes to these things. So you definitely don't want to miss out on what's to come. Here is Desiree with You Gotta Be on 105.9. That is an oldie but a goodie. That is Desiree with You Gotta Be. It's DJ EJ here with the Morning Buzz. We've got the Fleet and Family team in the studio this morning, and we're going to get into the wrap-up, but just before we do that, I would like to pose a question to you, ma'am. So if you could just let our listeners know, can you tell us how the VLC works in conjunction with the Fleet and Family team?
Absolutely. So within the SAPR program, we work very closely with the SARCs and the victim advocates to ensure that clients have the services and support that they need throughout the process. While victim advocates ensure that survivors are connected with all other support services, VLCs really cover the legal side of the process in an unrestricted report.
Oh, very good. Thank you so much for that. And I love the fact that Fleet and Family can come together with VLC, the SAPR team as well, to provide an optimum level support for our victims as well. So I want to thank you so much for that, because that is just an incredible way to be able to work together. So
yeah, absolutely. And my office is actually in Fleet and Family, and I'm right next to the SAPR team. I'm right next to the FAP team. So we're all always working together and always in communication to help victims.
Very nice. I can't imagine that level of support. That is absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much for that information, ma'am. So now what we're going to do, we're going to kick off our recap. So we're just going to kind of go over a few things that we discussed, to include some contact information, ma'am. So if you could give us a bit of information as well as how to go about contacting you.
Absolutely. So for the SAPR team in general, our numbers as well as our SARCs can be found in our teal SAPR posters that you can find in bathrooms and high traffic areas all over NAS1 and NAS2. Another great resource you can find contact confidentiality is the DoD Safe Helpline. That number is 877-995-5247. You can get assistance and information anytime, anywhere. You can also go to their website at safehelpline.org. As far as my contact information, you can call me at 338-730-5207. You can also come to Fleet and Family and request an appointment, or you can email vlcsiganella@us.navy.mil.
Very nice. Thank you again, ma'am, for that information. Fantastic and really great to know, especially when it comes to supporting these our victims as well. And so I want to go on ahead and make sure as well that we get some additional contact information and some recap points as well. So can we hear from you, Ms. Robin and Kelsey, as well, if we can get a few key points and maybe some contacts?
Good morning. If you would like to receive additional information about our programs or upcoming classes or schedule a one-on-one coaching appointment, please reach out to Fleet and Family team at DSN 624-4291 or comms +39095-564291. Our office is located at NAS1, building 319 on the first floor.
And from the family advocacy side of the house, please feel free to reach out to the family advocacy team at Fleet and Family Support Center if you're interested in having us come out and teach any of our classes mentioned at the command level. Additionally, we can create customized classes to meet trends and needs that you're seeing within your units. Our FAP 24/7 duty line is +39 335 737 0978.
I want to thank the three of you so much for being here, because this is such an incredible wealth of information, and some people just really don't even know where to start. And so the fact that you are giving them the ability to be able to reach out to you directly, and that you're collaborating together, I think is really, really amazing. And also thank you for that point as well, because I am interested in putting a training together for our command. So I think that would be phenomenal to have the Fleet and Family team come in and be able to train us. So that would work really, really well. So again, thank you so much to Ms. Robin Lundy, our Work and Family Life Coordinator, as well as Kelsey Galinsky, Clinical Services Counseling and FAP team, as well as Lieutenant Juvia Rodriguez, our Victims Legal Counsel. If you find that you need that assistance, if there was anything that you heard today during our interview that really catches your attention, or you know somebody that could also use that assistance within Fleet and Family, please make sure that you reach out to them directly so that they can assist you in the best way possible. Again, thank you ladies for being here. Thank you for this Feel Good Friday and all this incredible wealth of information. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
Absolutely. And for our listeners, just like that, it looks like that brings us to the end of the 7 o'clock hour. I cannot believe the time is flying already, and that's just the first hour of the Morning Buzz. But make sure you continue to keep it here, because as always, we've got your news and sports, which is on deck in just a few short minutes, not to mention even more of the Morning Buzz on this Feel Good Friday, if you can believe that. So do not touch that dial. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, and in case you forgot, that is the station serving you America's best.